The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The remains of a 415-million-year-old fish skull from Siberia, though minuscule in size, offers hints about the origin of all jawed vertebrates, ranging from reptiles to humans. Researchers originally uncovered the 2-centimeter-long skull in the 1970s and classified the specimen as a bony fish. There are two main types of living jawed vertebrates, those made of bone and those made of cartilage. Now, a new, more in-depth examination of the ancient fish's brain case shows that the fossil has characteristics of both bony fish, such as salmon and trout, and fish made of cartilage, including sharks and manta rays. The Siberian fossil also suggests that sharks, which are made of cartilage and long thought to be more primitive than bony-jawed vertebrates, are more evolved than had previously been thought. Scientists utilized a CT scanner to look at the skull, imaging the fossil hundreds of times from different angles, allowing them to create a 3D model. And though this specimen is tiny, its impact is tremendous. Although bony and cartilaginous fish had a common ancestor, they split apart about 420 million years ago.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.